This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Just 7 days left in the campaign for the California gubernatorial recall. Next Tuesday, voters decide whether Gray Davis should keep the job, and if not, who should replace him. This evening, independent candidate Arianna Huffington appeared on CNN's Larry King Live, and she said she's dropping out of the race and says she will not support another candidate. She explained why.
I believe that there is a clear and present danger, Larry, when it comes to the Pete Wilson Republican forces using Schwarzenegger, really, to get back in control of the state. Because Arnold Schwarzenegger is a charming man. He's a nice man. But really, he has no idea how to run a state. And he's going to be run by the very forces that basically have destroyed so much of California.
Arianna Huffington speaking to Larry King tonight on CNN. Joining us to talk about this announcement and other recall news is San Francisco Chronicle political columnist Phil Mateer. Hi, Phil.
Well, good evening.
The polls placed Arianna Huffington somewhere between 3% and 6%, so her absence doesn't seem like it'll create a huge ripple, but can she have an impact insofar as stopping the recall might be concerned?
Well, you know, in the case of the California recall, it's shown that there's about a 10-point spread between those that want to recall the governor and those that are willing to give him another chance. So although 3 to 5% may not seem much, in this case, it could have an effect, especially if Arianna, who is very articulate, especially on the areas of special interest money and on delineating the differences between Democrats and Republicans, gets out there and uses her last 7 days as a bully pulpit, it could have a bit of an effect. How much remains to be seen.
Well, what do you make of the seemingly disparate polls on the question of whether Arnold Schwarzenegger is, as at least one poll would have it, way out in front of the race to succeed Governor Davis should he be recalled, and other polls would show it a good deal more contested?
Well, what you're referring to is the USA Today Gallup poll, CNN poll, which showed that 63% of the people were ready to recall Gray Davis and that up to 40% were going to elect Arnold Schwarzenegger, basically slam dunking him into the governor's house. Other polls, including tracking polls by even the Republicans themselves, show it much closer. You know, they always say that polls are like snapshots. Well, they are, and a lot of it depends on how you tilt the camera taking the photograph. The CNN USA Today poll tilted towards what they called likely voters or probable voters, and a lot of it was weighted towards Republicans. So the best sum up I heard of polls these last couple of days is when you take a look at all of them and put them all together, it's close, and that's the bottom line.
In your column today, you observed that this race could be decided by a small but potent number of disaffected Democrats. Who are they?
Well, they're largely Democrats that would be described as moderate to conservatives. They tend to live in the inland part of the state. That's not a part of the state that you see a lot of postcards from, places like Bakersfield and Redlands, Stockton, Fresno. It's not the coast. It's not the liberal San Francisco or the liberal Los Angeles. And it's also not necessarily the rock rib Republicans of ones like Orange County or further south. These are Democrats, let's say socially, they're open-minded, but fiscally, they're conservative, and they're concerned about the state of the state. And they are breaking towards Arnold Schwarzenegger at this point because he's sort of answering that both tunes at the same time.
And what are people in California seeing on television, hearing on commercial radio in the way of political advertising 1 week ahead of this vote?
Well, there's certainly no shortage of it. They're hearing everything from vote no for the recall because it's a circus and it's just going to disrupt the state, to Arnold's ads coming off on Gray Davis saying, look, the guy's basically flubbed it on a number of areas, to Cruz Bustamante saying, hey, elect me, I'm a nice guy. Just about every sort of tone is in there. It's not as vicious as I think it could get in the last week when things really get down to bare-knuckle politics, but it has been just a drum roll on all sides, just mounting and mounting in the last couple of weeks.
Phil Mateer, political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good to talk with you once again, Phil.
Talk to you later.